Well, let's take a Friday break from the news with a look at parenting, which can also be pretty stressful. A professor of psychology who set out to study the impact of parents yelling at their kids instead got a treasure trove of research on spanking. Now, 37 families agreed to wear audio recorders for a week. We're going to hear some of the sound. It may be difficult to listen to, but as researchers did listen to audio recordings, they started to hear thwacks.
Why? Do you honestly think you're going to scream like that and get away with it? Get over here. No way, buddy. Time out.
That whack after get over here was a spank. Now, while fewer parents spanked their kids than a generation ago, another study found that 60% of parents spank their kids aged 3 to 11, and nearly 80% of parents spank or slap their 3 to 5-year-old. And now, researchers at Southern Methodist University in Dallas have captured what's thought to be the first real-time data of parents spanking their kids. George Holden is the professor of psychology at Southern Methodist behind this study. He's an expert on the effects of spanking. Professor Holden, we also want to know about your thoughts on yelling, which was what your original research was about. But were you surprised at the amount of spanking?
Yes, I was. We designed the study to focus on difficult times of the day for parents, sometimes called hell hour, or even some mothers have called it suicide hour, which is after they get home from work with the child. So we did expect conflict yelling, but we've been surprised how many incidents of spanking we've also captured.
Hell hour, suicide hour. Why is that? Is that because, you know, kids are punishing their parents for not being there, or everybody's readjusting to each other?
Well, I think it's more fatigue, that everyone's kind of worn out, not just tired, but they're also hungry. Sometimes the kids want attention from the parents, and the parents are maybe getting dinner ready.
And we're going to talk about why parents spank. You know, for some, it's something they feel bad about. It was an impulse. But for, as we said, statistics show a lot of people believe in it. And let's just set the groundwork here. You don't. Why?
The evidence is incredibly consistent that the use of spanking can be associated with a variety of negative effects on kids.
Antisocial behavior, depression, they might grow up to be people who go way beyond spanking, domestic violence?
Correct. It fits into developmental theory perfectly. So it's really no surprise that for children who are raised in homes where physical punishment is used to address conflict and to deal with other people who are doing things you don't like, that as you grow up, you will be more likely to use those very same techniques in other relationships.
Well, in fact, there's some sound that you captured, again, inadvertently, that sort of demonstrates that cycle in a mini version. A child hits a parent, which a child sometimes do, they lash out, and the parent hits the child back and says, "That will teach you not to hit me." What were your thoughts when you heard that?
I wasn't entirely surprised because I've heard that comment from parents before. And it's so myopic on the part of the parent that they don't realize what happens is the parent is indeed modeling to the child, and the child reacts with being angry, upset, perhaps sad.
Well, you wonder, too, just how it might feel to a child to have their parent suddenly transform. Someone once said to me, it would be as if you as an adult, and, you know, I'm a little over 5 feet, imagine someone four times your height and weight, that's somebody 20 feet in the air, bearing down at you, and that's how a toddler feels. But back to people who swear by it. Parents say that it does get at least a short-term reaction. What did you see on the tape?
I mean, that's absolutely true. The child will not continue engaging in the same behavior right after he or she has been hit. But parents aren't putting two and two together because they're typically hitting the child, spanking the child for the same behavior over and over again.
What about some conflicting studies? There's a 2002 study from Calvin College psychology professor Marjorie Gunnow. She found that kids who were, you know, smacked before the age of six grew up to be more successful. Although she did find, the same as your findings, that kids hit after six were more likely than other kids to have behavioral difficulties. How does that square with your research?
There are so many variables that affect how children develop. For example, if a child's being raised in an environment that's warm and loving, and the only, quote, negative would be an occasional spank, I would venture to say that that child will turn out very successfully. If a child is being raised in a very different environment where spanking is used in an out-of-control way, the child doesn't receive the warmth and love from the parent, then I predict the child would show some of these negative associations that have commonly been found.
You know, the parents you recorded, or they actually recorded themselves, they knew they were being recorded. They knew it was a parenting study. And so obviously they felt had no problem with your hearing that. Another piece of audio, a woman who was reading with her child, I mean, nicely reading, and the child would go to turn the page sooner. Oh, who hasn't, you know, had someone do that to you? Start turning the page because they want to see the picture, and they're turning the page, and she hauled off and slapped him.
My immediate reaction was, oh, how sad a situation, because what a wonderful situation of the parent reading a story to the child. But then the parent has sort of a rigid view about they need to read the book in their own way rather than letting the child take the lead. And this is often actually a microcosm of what goes on so often in disciplinary incidents, that parents are thinking about the incident with regard to their own perspective and their own goals, and they don't recognize what the child's needs are or the child's particular goals in that situation. And that results in becoming upset, and that can then escalate into these disciplinary incidents that result in spanking.
We feel we know spanking, you know. So what else new could you glean from this audio?
There's a disconnect between parents' sort of beliefs about spanking and how it's actually used in the home. Parents typically will say, yes, I believe in spanking, but I just use it as a last resort, or I use it for serious misbehaviors. And what we're finding is that parents are using it for very trivial kinds of incidents. And that's one of the problems. There's only a few, quote, experts, to my knowledge, that actually advocate spanking. But those, quote, experts only recommend it being used in very circumscribed ways. And what we're finding in these tapes is they're just using it haphazardly and at the slightest provocation.
Appropriate things like if the child continually climbs up on top of the gas stove, you know, where there's real danger.
As a real last resort, after you've tried all the other techniques that you can think of, then you can resort to spanking.
George Holden is a psychology professor at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. And in researching yelling, he found out that people were spanking their kids a surprising amount. So, Professor Holden, you say there are factors that determine who spanks, who doesn't: education, economic status, stress, also upbringing, religious beliefs, people who believe the spare, not the rod principle. Also, you found people in the South tend to spank more. That's interesting. But, Professor, you say spanking doesn't work. In fact, it can be damaging. So what do you say to parents who are desperate? We're hearing from our listeners. A preschool teacher writes on our Facebook page, "I don't believe in spanking, but every day I see kids controlling their parents, thinking that it's respectful to speak to adults in an inappropriate manner. Timeouts just don't seem to be working." So what do you suggest parents do?
I'm certainly not advocating do not discipline your child, but I am advocating discipline your child in a nonviolent way. And I do advocate also re-examine what's important and where you want to draw the line. And also be cognizant of your emotions, which play such a big role in these disciplinary incidents. I'm a parent of three wonderful children. Our second born was an incredibly challenging child, beginning at day three. Colicky, he was very difficult to manage. He hated his diapers being changed, and et cetera. He loved going into incredible tantrums when he was two through age five. He knew how to push our buttons. I had a colleague who predicted that my son would become delinquent, antisocial criminal that he was so challenging. We did not spank him. I had to put myself in timeout many times because I wanted to lash out at him. I was so angry with him.
Oh, wait a minute. Tell me about this. Just to tell me what the timeout is, because Time Magazine, writing about your study, the author goes into her parent voice and says, you know, my quick-tempered six-year-old and I have agreed to place our hands on our bellies, a technique she learned in kindergarten, to calm ourselves. How did you as a parent give yourself a timeout?
I would just remove myself from the situation. That's the central idea of a timeout, is to end the immediate interaction, get some space, calm down, and then come back together and communicate about it. So I would just leave the room so that I didn't do something that I would later regret doing with him. We would also put him in timeout, so it was kind of a mutual timeout.
But then what happened? I mean, did he just grow out of it?
Absolutely. He's actually given me permission to talk about it, but his favorite technique when he was put in a timeout would be, we'd put him in his room for the timeout, and he would first pound on the door, and my door would be buckling, and I would say, "You do not damage my house." And then he would stop pounding on the door. Then he would try to go to the window and try to climb out the window. So I'd call my wife, "Ann, cover the window." So she would go outside and say, "You do not climb out. You are in timeout." He would, suddenly there'd be silence in his room, and I would peek through the doorway, and he would be urinating on the carpet.
Oh, boy.
Which is something that cats will do when they are mad at their owners.
So, well, yeah,
so my son was falling back on feline behavior to get back at us.
And the handful,
but that actually would then diffuse the situation for him. He would calm down. We would get the carpet cleaning kit out, and he would have to clean the carpet where he had urinated. This went on for many, many times. And basically, the only thing that solved it was time and him growing up. Us not engaging in behaviors that would damage him, such as spanking, because he would have reacted, given his temperament, he would have just become so angry with that he would have lashed out at us, and it would have damaged our relationship, and it would have, I think, sent him on a very different trajectory. And now he's a wonderful child. He's in college, senior at college, and
he's not in prison.
Not in prison.
Okay, a couple of questions. First of all, you describe a situation that a lot of people can relate to. And it's one thing to say, oh, time out. But in a time out, it can get a child can endanger themselves. I mean, you're talking about someone wanting to jump out a window, you know, or knock down your door. You know, you still say no physicality in that moment, even though that's scary for parents.
Well, right. And obviously, you have to place your child in a situation where it is safe for the child. Sometimes I would have to hold him if he was thrashing till he calmed down a little bit. His room was on the ground floor, so wouldn't have done too much damage, I don't think, if he climbed out. And I think it was more of a threat.
Well, but the other thing I can hear is someone saying, "You're out of your mind. You've got a kid acting like that, urinating on the floor." That's exactly the child who should be spanked. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can hear somebody saying that behavior is unacceptable.
Yeah, and what I argue is that if we had reacted in any other way, much more punitively or harshly, it would have had exponentially bad effects on him. Obviously, we can't go back in time and try to raise him differently, but the research evidence is out there. It suggests a lot of kids are being raised that way, and they react very negatively to parents who come down punitively on them to try to eradicate behaviors that the parent views as unacceptable.
That's George Holden, professor of psychology at Southern Methodist University. His recent study, believed to be the first ever to capture parents spanking their kids on tape. Professor Holden, thanks so much.
My pleasure.